This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Today was Amazon's fourth annual Prime Day, a 36-hour window of deep discounts to rack up sales and lure new Prime subscribers. Though that meant a little glitchy website for some users who were directed to an error message with pictures of dogs. Prime Day has become something of a summer Black Friday, with stores like Walmart, Target, and Macy's launching their own sales to compete. That's going to mean a lot of packages will be on the move. Marketplace's Justin Ho took a look at whether the shipping industry will be able to, yes, deliver.
There's a time-honored reason Amazon picks summer for Prime Day, says Dale Rogers. He's a professor of logistics at Arizona State University.
When I was young, they used to have Christmas in July sales, and it was a way to stimulate demand at a slow time.
And now that so much shopping is done online, summer can be a slow time for shipping companies, too. So Prime Day, which is expected to top $2 billion in sales, not to mention those from competitors.
It's welcome news to all of the shipping companies and their shareholders.
Rob Martinez is CEO of Shipware. He says Amazon and other big outlets have gotten pretty good at working with shipping companies to predict demand. Whether all those companies can handle the summer rush is a different story.
So while FedEx and UPS have resources and engineers to plan and collaborate with customers, the United States Postal Service, generally speaking, does not.
He says the Postal Service mainly gets involved at what's known as the last mile, delivering all those orders from Amazon and others to customers. Prime Day could put the service to the test.
They can't flex as well as UPS and FedEx can.
But summer comes with wiggle room, says Satish Jindal of SGA Consulting Group.
The weather is more favorable in July than in November, December. The days are longer.
One thing that isn't more favorable, the cost of fuel. Diesel's gone up 45% since last summer. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.